when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Welcome to the theater, to the magic, to the fun, where painted trees and flowers grow, and laughter rings fortissimo, and treachery's sweetly done. Now you've entered the asylum, this profession unique. Actors are children, playing hide and ego seek. So welcome, Miss Eve Harrington, to this business we call show. You're on your way to wealth and fame. Unsheathe your claws, enjoy the game. You'll be a bitch, but they'll know your name. From New York to Kokomo. Welcome to the theater, my dear. You'll love it so. Welcome to the dirty concrete hallways. Welcome to the friendly roaches, too. Welcome to the pinchers from the stagehands. It's the only quiet thing they do. Welcome to the Philadelphia critics. Welcome, Librium and Nebutol. Welcome to a life of laryngitis. Welcome to dark toilets in the hall. Welcome to the flop you thought would run for years. Welcome to the world of fears and cheers and tears. Welcome to the theater. With some luck, you'll be a pro. You'll work and slave and scratch and bite. You'll learn to kill with sheer delight. You'll only come alive at night when you're in a show. Welcome to the theater, you fool. You love it so.
And welcome to Broadway to Main Street, the show that gives you the best music of the theater. This is Larry Mazlon, your host, of course, for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating today, not out of the Mark Hellinger Theater, where the 1970 Tony Awards were, but from my guest room. Because we are in constrained times, but we're still here to give you the very best of music from Broadway. Well, that was Lauren Bacall, of course, in her groundbreaking, second career-making starring role in the musical Applause from 1970. And what we do every spring, a week before the Tony Awards, is we go back and we look at what the Tony Awards were like 50 years earlier. So, unfortunately, there isn't going to be a Tony Awards next week. We'll figure out our show about that. It's very special and I think interesting way of looking at the Tonys. But today we'll look at what was going on April 19th, 1970 at the Mark Hellinger Theater. And it was without a doubt one of the strangest Tony Award seasons ever. There were really only three musicals in contention. Applause, Coco, and Pearlie, a few little outliers there. It was a strange season full of clinkers and stinkers. I mean, shows that ran less than 10 performances, like almost a dozen. Billy and Georgie and Look to the Lilies and Cry for Us All. Oy, Oy vey, what a season, as opposed to the season before, which had 1776 and Hair and Promises, Promises and Zorba. Anyway, we'll go through this season. It was really a showdown between two legends from the silver screen who were making their Broadway debuts fronting big, old, expensive musicals. And those two, of course, were Katharine Hepburn and Lauren Bacall, but we'll get to them. Let us go to the Best Supporting Actor in a Musical category. Here's George Rose, a stalwart of the American, the British, and the American stage. He was in a lot of shows, including The Mystery of Edwin Drood. And here he plays this dreary part in Coco, written by Alan Lerner and Andre Previn, of Katharine Hepburn's lawyer, I think, lawyer, assistant, somebody, factotum, and he has a typically misogynistic Alan J. Lerner song. Here's George Rose, nominee, Best Supporting Actor in a Musical.
What is losing a woman exactly? When you're young, it's like losing a watch in Switzerland. When you're my age, it's like 2 extra weeks in Baden-Baden. When your lover says goodbye, wise are they who know. When your lover says goodbye, let her go. When your lover flies away, sad are they who learn. There can be a darker day, her return. She was kind to leave, my friend. Now you'll have a field day. You're a fool to grieve, my friend. This is your Bastille Day. When your lover says goodbye, wise men all agree. There can be but one reply. Leave the key. When your lover says goodbye, you are spared the worst. Lasting love that doesn't die kills you first. When your lover says goodbye, says Chérie, we're through. Hold her in your arms and sigh, toodaloo. Au revoir, may you stay well and far, for no sweeter words can love supply than hello and goodbye.
Got good friends, you got a good life. Think about that when you got good friends.
Well, you're getting sentimental.
You got it all.
Hold on, you're getting to me.
For when life is cruel and they call you fool, you're not alone if you got good friends on whom you can call good. Friends who couldn't care less if you're a failure or a success. They're there whatever you do. They like you for you, not your money or your gorgeousness. Friendship is a ring, a circular thing. It never ends. So kick off your shoes. You're with good friends.
Life is full of frets, remorse and regrets, doors that are locked. When you've got good friends, you've got the key.
As you go through life, there's three things you need. Money is one. Number two is sex.
All the way.
You know, number three,
good friends who really don't care. If you're a swinger
or your square. I know that you two, you never could do one mean thing to me.
Oh, I wish I'd never drained that tank.
Friendship is a ring, a circular thing. It never ends, and we've got it good.
We've got good friends.
Without you, life is empty.
Empty?
Hey, baby, you're a gas.
Jacks.
Gas tanks.
It's just like New Year's Eve.
Eve. Eve gas. Empty tanks. What have I done to my...
Good friends!
Good God!
And buried in between Ann Richards and Lauren Bacall was Brandon Maggart, who played the playwright friend in Applause, which you may remember is based on the movie All About Eve. That was the Hugh Marlowe role. The Hugh Marlowe role, my goodness. Well, he didn't win either. But here is the winner, René Auberjonois, a wonderful actor in television, legit theater, musical theater. He was just a young guy in 1970, and he stole the show as a rival fashion designer to Coco Chanel in the musical Coco. And he had one song, not too many scenes, but he snagged the 1970 Tony Award. We lost him last year, but let's remember him from Coco.
Fiasco! How I have waited and waited for you. Fiasco! Thank God at last a disaster came through. What Waterloo did and what Spain to Peru did should be included, plus American wine. A real fiasco. The crowd was vicious, pernicious, divine. And now she's battered and splattered and shattered, and mine, all mine. I dream of Chanel in a Hilton hotel, a new one. Or stuck on a boat with no guests on the Côte d'Azur. Or losing her voice, what an urge to rejoice runs through one. But the wolf at her door somehow has even more allure. What a fiasco! The tweeds were hated and rated the worst. Fiasco! Put on the lame, it damme well burst. To all Parisians, from a primeval species to Givenchy's, at the end of the line. It's a unanimous, unqualified, unmatchable, incomparable, incredible, fantastic, and fabulous fiasco! Oh, what a thrilling, fulfilling decline. And while she's slipping and slipping, I'm skipping and skipping. For now this faded, degraded, and jaded old maid is mine!
In the category of Best Supporting Actress in a Musical, we had a bit more to choose from. There was an actress from the musical Georgie, which closed quickly. Here are two wonderful performers, Penny Fuller, playing the part of Eve Harrington, that eternally conniving understudy. He'll do anything to get to the top from Applause. Here she sings a song after meeting the great legend Margot Channing.
Best night of my life is here, is now, knowing you. has got to be the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. If I could freeze this moment and take it home with me, I would, but time goes by, and oh, I know that I never can live this moment again. This moment again. The best night of my life. The best night of my life. Don't go. Don't. Say thank you. It wouldn't come out right. But thank you for the best night of my life.
That was Melba Moore knocking it out of the ballpark and the winner of the Best Supporting Actress in a Musical category of the 1970 Tonys. Made her a star almost overnight. You see her on the actual Tony broadcast. The place goes bananas. Anyway, That was Melba Moore. Well, as I said, the 1970 Tonys were among the oddest concoctions ever. There were really only three musicals that made it to the nominee finish line. Normally, there'd be four or five, and they were of varying qualities. So in order to, what would I say, give a slightly higher bar, music-wise, integrity-wise, to this program, I'm going to add a little bit from the two special awards, or two of the special awards, that were given that year in 1970 for the Tonys. Cary Grant, yes, Cary Grant, the same Cary Grant, but with a lot of white hair and some wonderful black glasses, wore his tuxedo, and he came up and he talked about his good friend Noel Coward, who had not yet been knighted. I don't think he was Sir Noel Coward yet. And he was given a special award for achievement in the theater, and he was wonderful. So we'll play a little of the music of Coward's that they played while he walked down this long staircase from the musical Coco, because it was on the set of Coco, the award show. And we'll hear a little bit of his speech, typical Noel Coward charm and style. So I'm not Cary Grant, but here is Noel Coward.
I'll follow my secret heart my whole life through. I'll keep all my dreams apart till one comes true. No matter what price is paid, what stars may fade, above I'll follow my secret heart till I find love.
This is my first award, so please be kind. I would like to say to you, I've been in the theater for 60 years, and the most rewarding thing in the world is to be appreciated by one's own people. And often when I have given a performance of incredible brilliance, the civilians have come round. And I've said to my few pro friends who were skittering about, stay where you are. Because what I like is praise from my peers. And this moment tonight makes me think with the greatest tenderness and affection of an old friend of mine, Antoinette Perry, who was, as we see, the greatest theater enthusiast that I've ever known. And I'm so proud to be here and receive this. And thank you all so much.
No one to make you feel like you're in a classier universe than Noel Coward. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. We're looking at the 1970 Tony Awards, 50 years ago, and they were so thin, so mingy, so emaciated that I think they felt they had to bump up the evening, and they awarded a special award called Star of the Decade to Barbara Streisand. I don't think they ever did this again. Obviously, they didn't do it in the next decade, didn't do it in the previous decade, but I think they needed her star power for the broadcast. She didn't sing, but she wore this black outfit with a white Puritan collar and a chain, and it turned out she was going to wear the same outfit a couple of weeks later for a Burt Bacharach special, where she sings a Burt Bacharach Hal David song written just for her. So I'm going to let you hear that, because you can't go wrong with 4 minutes of Barbara Streisand, and boy, did the 1970 Tonys need that. Here is Be Aware from the Burt Bacharach special.
One of your hit intros. And I'll count to 10.
Thank you.
sun is warm where you are, and it's comfortable and safe where you are. Well, it's not exactly that way all over, and somewhere in the world, someone is cold, be aware. And while you're feeling young, someone is old, be aware. And while your stomach's full, somewhere in this world, someone is hungry. Well, so much should anyone be hungry, when there's laughter all around and my family and friends around me. If I seem to be forgetful, remind me that somewhere in the world, people are weak. And while you speak your mind, others can't speak, be aware. And while your children sleep somewhere in this world, a child.
Barbara Streisand, a little lagniappe for listeners to raise the music content. Well, our next nominee, now we're in the category of best actor in a Broadway musical. Our next singer didn't need any help in the musical department. It's Robert Weedy, the original man in The Most Happy Fella, the original fella in The Most Happy Fella. And he was in a terrible musical that closed after 9 performances called Cry for Us All. But his voice is always nice to listen to, and even the song by Mitch Lee is not half bad. So here is Robert Weedy, nominated for Best Actor.
Aggie, oh Aggie, in your little birdcage hats, with your voice all sharps and flats, all the mirrors miss your face, all the cups are out of place. Aggie, oh Aggie, where are all the good times gone?
shying racehorse walk and your Roman candle talk. How we laughed until we cried. I still feel you by my side. And see the evening sky. The latch is off the door. Come to me as before. We'll not admit you said goodbye. Say good night. Your perfume's in all my chairs. I still hear you on my stairs.
Pretty eyes, and let me have a smile. Think how it's gonna be when we're together again. I don't wanna go, but planes come back, you know. Think how it's gonna be when we're together again. Oh, we'll take a long, long walk. Oh, we'll have a quiet talk. Then, just when the fire's low, honey, you know where we'll go. So flash your famous smile, the one that gets them all. Think how it's gonna be, nothing but you and me. Think how it's gonna be when we're together again. I don't wanna go, but planes come back, you know. Think how it's gonna be, nothing but you and me. Think how it's gonna be when we're together.
That was Len Carreyrou lending his silver pipes to the role of Bill Sampson. That's the Gary Merrill part from All About Eve. That's the talented director, boyfriend of Margot Channing in Applause. It's funny, in the original review of Applause from 1970, Clive Barnes said, "Oh, I knew Len Carreyrou could act. I didn't know he could sing." Well, just wait till he played Sweeney Todd a decade later. The winner of the 1970 Tony Award for Best Actor in a Musical was Cleavon Little. Yes, the same Black Bart from Blazing Saddles a few years before that. And he was quite charming and effervescent as a black Southern preacher who intends to bring righteousness and revolution in a nice musical theater way to a small town in the South. Here he is, a newfangled preacher man from the musical Pearlie.
Ain't gonna promise no pie in the sky, no life ever after, right after you die. I got a different banner to wave. How about some happiness this side of the grave? Lord lives up in heaven, devil lives in hell, and you and me, we live the best we can. Move over, Billy Sunday. Move over, Billy Graham. Make way for a newfangled preacher man. Make way for a newfangled preacher man. Ain't gonna promise no chariot ride, no glorious life on that great other side. I got a different message to spread. How about some glory days before we are dead? The Lord lives up in heaven, devil lives in hell, and you and me, we live the best we can. Move over, Billy Sunday. Move over, Billy Graham. Make way for a newfangled preacher man. Make way for a newfangled preacher man. Gonna tell you the Lord loves you best, and he's gonna prove it when you lay to rest. I got a different trumpet to play. How about some loving for they take us away? The Lord lives up in heaven, devil lives in hell. You and me, we live the best we can. Move over, Billy Sunday. Move over, Billy Graham. Make way for a newfangled preacher man. We'll see who's gonna dominate this valley. Old Captain or me. Make way for a newfangled preacher man.
Well, now we come to the main event, as it were. There were only three nominees for Best Actress in a Musical: Dilys Watling in a musical called Georgie, Katharine Hepburn, and Lauren Bacall. And these were two immense legends of the silver screen. Bacall had gotten her start, obviously, in a movie with Humphrey Bogart, and Humphrey Bogart won his Oscar opposite Katharine Hepburn in The African Queen. And this was a movement, a trend, I don't know what you'd call it, in the mid-60s for, or certainly since Rex Harrison in 56 with My Fair Lady, of stars of the silver screen or great legends of Broadway who were not musical comedy performers doing musical comedy. And they had shows written for them. And Alan J. Lerner and André Previn wrote a musical biography of the French haute couture designer Coco Chanel. And who could they get to have the same star wattage as Chanel? They got Katharine Hepburn. It's a tough album to listen to. It's got a great score. They wrote some great material, but Katharine Hepburn was no Ethel Merman or even a Mary Martin. So anyway, here she sings a song with her usual indomitability and panache from the musical Coco, Katharine Hepburn.
My mind's made up. I've got to work. For memories lose calories, and now I'm undernourished. So youth on guard, I'll serve you right. You want the world, you'll have to fight. The world belongs to the young. That's an order, so I hear. Salute and praise them or hold your tongue. Even better, disappear. They say that I have had my day. It's time for someone else to dance. They say I ought to crawl away. Mes enfants, not a chance. I want it all again and more. I want the world, the young deplore. So Take away, sweet birds of youth. It's eye for eye and tooth for tooth. I'll keep the good taste here at home and send the bad taste back to Rome. I will let the British Isles keep all the gaudy styles. I want Paris to wake and see without me there's a vacancy. The world belongs to the young. To the young or me. We shall see. We shall see. We shall see.
The world belongs to the young. To the young
or me. We shall see.
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 I feel groggy and weary and tragic, punchy and bleary and fresh out of magic, but alive, but alive, but alive. I feel twitchy and bitchy and manic, calm and collected and choking with panic, but alive, but alive, but alive. I'm a thousand different people. Okay, but at least I feel. And I feel rotten, you're covered with roses. Younger than springtime and older than Moses. Frisky as a lamb,
la, la, la.
Lazy as a clown,
la, la, la.
Crazy, but I am alive. Mellow, firm as Gibraltar and shaky as Jell-O, but alive, but alive, but alive. I feel half Tijuana, half Boston, partly Jane Fonda and partly Jane Austen, but alive. That's the thing, but alive. This kaleidoscope of feelings whirls around inside my brain. I admit I'm slightly cuckoo, but it's dull to be too sane. And I feel brilliant and brash and bombastic, limp as a puppet and simply fantastic, but alive, but alive, but alive.
She's here, my dear, can you believe it? She's here, oh God, I can't believe it. She's here, it's just too groovy to believe.
Betty Bacall alive. She was the real star of the 1970 season. It was a comeback like people had not seen. She was a you know, star in the 40s, never nominated for an Oscar, I don't even think, up to that point. She'd done a couple of, measly comedies on Broadway, but here she was as Margot Channing, the great role played by Bette Davis, singing, dancing, acting for the whole show. It was hers from top to bottom. Strauss and Adams wrote the score. Her pals Betty Comden and Adolph Green wrote the book. And she took the town. There's just no way to say it. She got the reviews of the decade. So why wouldn't she, in fact, win the Tony for Best Actress in a Musical? And so she did. Well, we're coming to the home stretch, the 1970 Tonys. Next week, we'll have a special Tony show in lieu of the actual missing Tonys this year. But tune in. It's always amusing here on Broadway to Main Street. The three major nominees, or the three final nominees for Best Musical, all had songs in them that had the title. So that's what we'll do. I'm going to cheat a little bit with Coco, because the number that Katharine Hepburn sings, the title number of the eponymous character, is really long and hard to listen to. But it's a lovely song. So let's hear Tony Bennett sing it.
Coco, Coco, hoping to hide, fell down from the sky and started to cry. It's the end of Coco, Coco. Where is a friend to trust and depend upon? Scan the hills, rake the sky, but your searching won't end till you try to learn to turn to someone who's called Coco, Coco, Coco. Could be the end of Coco, Coco. Go find a friend you can trust and depend upon. Scan the hills, rake the sky, but your searching won't end till you try to learn to turn to someone who's called Coco, Coco, Coco.
He's got the heart. The moon comes up just to shine on Pearly, Pearly. My Pearly. Spring don't spring to charm the bees. The flowers flower just for Pearly, Pearly. Why he can steal the evening breezes, stare the sun down until it freezes. I just can't wait to greet each day, to blink my eyes and to say to Pearly, Pearly.
Melba Moore with the wonderful title song to Pearly. Pearly did okay. It gets revived occasionally. It's a little, I think it's probably considered to be somewhat provocative in the late 60s, early 70s with its depiction of a southern black town and a renegade preacher, but difficult show to revive now. The winner of the best musical was Applause, based on All About Eve, but they couldn't get the screenplay right, so they got the short story rights, and they changed a lot, and they updated it. Not a show that's ever been revived on Broadway. It needs the right kind of star. It might be a little dated, but boy, did it have the right star in Lauren Bacall. And here is Bonnie Franklin playing a character called, astonishingly, Bonnie the Gypsy. She was also nominated for a Supporting Actress Tony Award. And it's a song that's entered into kind of the cruise ship lexicon of Broadway songs about showbiz. It's actually rather ironic. So you take it with a grain of salt. But thanks for joining us for our virtual 1970 Tony Awards. This is Larry Maslin, and we'll close out with the show that won, the title number. And you can give your own little individual applause in whatever venue you're listening. Maybe your car or your headphones or just sitting back and listening to a good old-fashioned radio. Anyway, Broadway to Main Street, happy to serve you. And here's a little applause to take us out.
What is it that we're living for? Applause, applause. Brings on the glow like sweet applause. You're thinking you're through, that nobody cares. Then suddenly you hear it starting, and somehow now you're in charge again. And it's a ball. Trumpets all sing, life seems to swing, and you're the king of it all. 'Cause you've had a taste of the sound that says love. Applause, applause, applause.
When I was 8, I was in a school play. I'll never forget it. I had one line to say. My big moment came. I said, "What ho, the prince!" My sister applauded. I've been hooked ever since.
It's better than pot. It's better than booze. A shot of applause will stamp out the blues. You work till you're dead. It ain't for the bread. Call me out of my head.
Like sweet applause.
Your bank account's bare. Your cat has the flu. You're losing your hair. Rolls over you, and just like that,
everything's bright. This is the night. Love hits you right where you're at.
'Cause you've had a taste of the sound that says love.
Applause, applause. There's thunderous applause, thunderous applause. Beautiful, soaring, magnificent roar. It's better than pop, it's better than booze. The shout of applause. Beat of applause when you hear it.
Hey, yeah, I love applause. Applause, applause, applause. Applause, applause. Yeah, I love applause. Applause, applause.
Just when you feel the truth, it's fun to
all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing.